FM.
It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
And good old BFM, warm welcome to Hayden from the Drug Foundation. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
And happy 2025 to you.
Yeah, happy new year. If now, you can still say that. I think maybe we've got two more days.
Like, we're still in January. Yeah. How many days in January?
31.
Okay, so yeah, tomorrow, we're good. We're golden.
It's your last chance.
Now, obviously, the Drug Foundation was out over the summer break. Appearing at festivals, doing drug checking and stuff like that. How would you reflect on the summer that was thus far?
Yeah, it was really successful in terms of drug checking. So we tend to not do as many events as Know Your Stuff does. They do heaps of festivals. We just did Rhythm and Vines over summer.
Just
the really big festival. And we had a record-breaking day, our busiest ever day at any festival, where we tested over 600 samples.
Yes.
So that was huge, and the team were pretty knackered afterwards. But really successful summer. Quite low levels of what we call adulteration, which is basically drugs that turn out to not be what you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really positive.
Yes.
and relatively low levels of harm out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was all up quite a positive summer, but it's still going and mm-hmm. people are still partying and still taking drugs, and so we're still encouraging them to get checked. So we're actually at Laneway next week, and also doing some big clinics before then as well. So you
guys do testing at your Mount Eden HQ?
Yep, we do testing there at our office. That's 11 till 3 mm-hmm. on weekdays,
yes.
which I know is probably not the most convenient for lots of people.
Duck out for lunch, people. Duck out for lunch. I just got to go get
bring
this
your
thing.
Stuff. Yep. Yeah.
Mm.
But you can also go on thelevel.org.nz. We're doing a bunch of other clinics as well in the lead up.
Mm-hmm.
Some big clinics if you can't make that. And yeah, all the clinics are on thelevel.org.nz.
All right. Sweet ass.
Yeah.
Now, what else is news?
Well, I thought today I wanted to do a bit of a just focus on one drug that we're quite focused on at the moment,
mm-hmm.
Which is nitazenes. I kind of touched on this last year very briefly, but yeah, I think worth talking about more specifically.
What are nitazenes?
Great question.
Mm.
So nitazenes, I think probably most of your listeners will be familiar with fentanyl, especially because we're not familiar with necessarily taking it, but they will have heard of it.
We're talking about opioid sort of thing, which fentanyl is a zillion times stronger than old school heroin.
Yeah, so fentanyl is a really potent synthetic opioid, mm-hmm. so that means that's kind of, developed in a lab. And obviously fentanyl has caused huge amounts of overdoses and deaths overseas, and so there's lots of concern around fentanyl, and it's in the news a lot.
Mm.
So nitazenes are similar to fentanyl, but quite different as well. So they're a synthetic opioid as well, but they never got a medical use. So fentanyl, if you break your leg and go to hospital, you might be given fentanyl for pain relief. Nitazenes have never become, they've never had a pharmaceutical use. So
mm-hmm.
they were kind of just researched in the 1950s for potential use and got shelved.
Someone's found an old file with nitazenes in it somewhere and go, hey, I'll have a crack at making this and sell it on the black market.
Yeah, so they've emerged recently on the illicit market. And, what's concerning about them is a couple of things. So one is they're very potent. So nitazenes are kind of a family of drugs. They're not one specific drug. Some nitazenes are up to 40 times more powerful than fentanyl. A dose as small as a grain of sand can be potentially fatal. So they're super powerful, and they're also really quick onset. So if you take them without knowing, your kind of window for getting help is quite short because they come on pretty quickly. And what we're really concerned about when it comes to nitazenes is people taking them unknowingly because they're so potent. A small amount of nitazenes can kind of adulterate a large part of the drug supply
yes.
pretty easily. Mm-hmm. So we've already detected nitazenes in New Zealand sold as other drugs, so sold as some benzodiazepines, mm-hmm. Counterfeit benzodiazepines.
How do you, like, with the dose being so precise and so strong, how does someone go about selling it as a benzodiazepine?
It's hard to say. That part of what we do is quite, like, it becomes quite anecdotal.
Yes.
You know, we've got data on harm and use and our testing data and seizures at the border.
Mm.
What we can't really say for certain is any of the kind of motives behind.
Motives, yeah, okay.
But I think any number of things can be happening, like and at any point up the the chain.
Yeah. So even if you're, like, getting diazepam or benzos, you should be getting them tested as well, because it could be...
Yeah, if you're getting them counterfeit, then, so on the web or on the black market or overseas in particular.
Yes.
So what... Yeah, I guess I want to kind of temper this whole conversation with, this isn't a widespread problem in New Zealand at the moment.
Mm.
We just want people to be knowledgeable and prepared for it, because overseas it is becoming a bigger problem.
Okay.
So in Australia, nitazenes have been sold as every different type of class of drug. So they've been found in drugs sold as methamphetamine, MDMA, ketamine, cocaine. And so it's only a matter of time before that starts washing up on our shores.
Mm-hmm.
We're a tiny country at the bottom of the world in a very volatile and changing drug market. And so whatever happens in the rest of the world, inevitably
eventually,
it washes up here.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's the kind of, like, the scary part of the conversation and the what is nitazenes. I guess we could talk about, like, what people can do.
Yes, okay, talk us through it.
Because that's a bit more hopeful.
Practical
and,
solutions.
Practical and,
So
I guess there's a few things. So number one, as I'll say every time I come in here, get your drugs checked.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to find out what's in your drugs is to bring them to a drug checking clinic. Drug checking clinics have, specific machinery that can test your drugs for lots of different stuff. So we use a what's called a spectrometer. It compares your substance with a library of over 25,000 substances.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do test strips and reagent tests as well if we need to. So that's kind of the gold standard.
Yes.
The other thing we're doing, basically to get people used to the idea, but also so that they're prepared, is you can actually order from thelevel.org.nz free nitazene and fentanyl test strips from us.
Mm-hmm.
So you can test your drugs at home.
Yes.
So we're trying to encourage as many people as possible who are using whatever type of drug.
So it's like a mail order?
It's mail order, yep. So
okay.
So you go on the website, you order it, we mail it out to you in a plain, discreet envelope, and you'll get a pack of three nitazene test strips and three fentanyl test strips and instructions for how you can test your drugs for both at the same time.
Okay.
The test strips are kind of like, I don't know, similar deal to like a pregnancy test or a COVID test. So it's just like you have to dilute your drug in some water and you watch for the lines to see if it's positive or not. As I say, this isn't widespread at the moment, but if everyone's got a few test strips in their back pocket or in their, you know, drawer, and we start noticing more nitazenes about or more fentanyl about, we'll be way better prepared for people to be able to test their stuff.
Yes.
And then lastly is naloxone, which people might know as Narcan if they're following the North American kind of overdose crisis.
Yeah.
So naloxone is an opioid overdose reversal medication.
Mm-hmm.
It comes as an injection, but also as a nasal spray.
Mm-hmm.
We've been fighting for, well, years now to try and get it
funded,
more available and funded.
Yeah.
And we're kind of slowly winning that battle, but it's difficult. So if people can get their hands on naloxone,
mm-hmm.
if you are using drugs relatively regularly, especially if you're using opioids, having naloxone is really important. And so, yeah, basically naloxone can be administered if someone's, if you notice someone overdosing, it'll basically bring them back to life. So at the moment you can get injectable naloxone from needle exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some limited nasal spray naloxone, which is called Nixoid. That's for sale online, but it's pretty expensive. It's about $100 for a pack of two. So that's what we're trying to break down the cost barrier of. We've made significant progress. We've got, we applied to PharmAct to fund it, and their kind of expert committee has said, yep, we should do it.
Yes.
So we're kind of in the middle of that bureaucratic process at the moment to try and get it better funded and then out into the community. Yeah.
Excellent.
Hmm.
Wow. Okay. So for people to just be across all this information, the level.
Yeah.
The Drug Foundation website as well.
Yeah.
Also, you guys run High Alert too, right?
We don't run it, but we feed into it. So High Alert is a basically a collaboration between police, customs, health, and then all the kind of drug NGOs that are out there doing
work,
drug checking.
Yeah.
So we all kind of feed in, and the whole point of our High Alert is basically to get news out of any dangerous stuff doing the rounds. So they would be the first place to put out any alert if we found kind of nitazenes widespread in any drug supply. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Laneway, next week.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to actually, because it is a short week and Laneway falls on a Thursday, Waitangi Day.
Yeah.
You guys will be on site at the festival, but you're going to come in on
Wednesday.
Yeah. So we'll have another one of these features on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have a crack at running through some of the classic festival drugs, perhaps.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, and I'll pull together the kind of the latest stuff we've been finding as well, because I think that's the great thing about drug checking. We kind of have a real-time view of kind of what's out there. So,
yes.
But yeah, no, definitely, if people are going to Laneway, either come and get your stuff tested beforehand and find a clinic on the level, or come and see us inside the festival. We're going to be in the kind of crowd care zone, which is kind of near the front gate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Hayden from the Drug Foundation. Thank you so much, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
Excellent.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.